and welcome to the Bruce Allen Show, a dad's point of view. I'm Bruce Allen, and today the topic is going to be inspired by this week's The Dad's Point of View column, which is called How to Stay Cool to Your Kids. You can find my columns all over, worldwide, or just go to BruceAllen.com, hit the Writing Plus tab at the top of the page, and you'll get a wonderful drop-down menu of lots of goodies, including my columns. I hope you'll follow me on Twitter, at Bruce Allen, and I hope you'll like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. We also have a Dad Chat Google Plus page as well. I'm trying to do it all. It's not easy. I'm an old guy, but I try. Today's guests are our fearsome trio, Cheryl and Harley Lebon for some political talk, Pastor Drew Sams for some spiritual rap, and Dr. Jennifer Weberman, who wants to talk in therapy talk about sexting. I don't know why she has sex on her mind. She's 8 months pregnant. I would think she'd have other things on her mind, but I don't know. She's got sex on her mind, so I'll indulge. The new Because I Said So comic strip is called Dad Has an Epiphany. I'm not sure what an epiphany is, but it was a big word, so I thought I'd use it. Tonight at Dad Chat, as we do every Thursday night from 6 to 7 p.m. West Coast time, East Coast time is 9 to 10 p.m., we're taking on a pretty serious topic, drugs and drinking. Obviously a little more oriented towards our kids and how we handle those issues, but we're going to talk about our own issues with it, because let's face it, a lot of problems our kids face and deal with, they get from us. They get the good and they get the bad. And what we model in that regard is pretty serious stuff. This week's I'm Not That Dad vlogs are Evan Schwartz Soars and Aren't You That Old Guy in the Pipe. Now, Evan Schwartz is one of the top ski pipe pipers. I don't know what you call it. Ski racers in the pipe. Evan's sitting next to me, actually. He's a buddy. What do you call what you do?
Half-pipe skiers.
He's a half-pipe skier, and what he does on skis will blow your mind. So go to the I'm Not That Dad vlog section, watch Evan Schwartz Soars, and it was just a down and dirty time where I was with him in the pipe, and I took a few videos. It's only a minute, but it's a lot of fun. And follow him on Twitter, at Evan Schwartz 123. Also, I want to get this video to go viral. It's called Aren't You That Old Guy in the Pipe? Now, of course, that's me. I am the oldest guy in the pipe by probably three decades. And I got a lot of the local people at Park City to participate in this video that's 3 minutes long, including some famous skiers. Sage Kotzenberg, who won a gold medal. His sister's a top skier. Her name is Kira. She was there. It's an up-and-coming young kid named Sasha Lyon. He's in the video. And, of course, my new friend Evan Schwartz is also in the video. He actually shot some of the video for me, so it's not all point of view video. A lot of GoPro video is point of view video, and I get a little tired of it. I'd like to see Aren't You That Old Guy in the Pipe go viral. So go on YouTube or go on my website and view it, and if you like it, share it. So, Richard, I think we should do a Dad's Point of View life lesson. If you're queued up, let's go for it.
You got to accentuate the positive elements. I need the negative. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between.
All right.
You gotta spread joy up to the maximum.
I'm Bruce Allen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. Teaching teens to care means teaching them to give. If you are a great violinist, will your kids be equally great if you don't teach them? Of course not. If you give of yourself and or your money to people in need, it is great modeling for your kids, but having them participate at an early age makes it part of their makeup. I taught my boys by having them give one of their holiday presents to charity every year. I am also an active big brother, and they've come along and they've seen the good we do. Teach your kids to give. I'm Bruce Allen. Find me at BruceAllen.com, and please, be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Allen, that's one of you!
Well, our teens, what a challenge. And how ironic we have that life lesson when we're taking on the issue of drugs and drinking tonight. The column and the topic this week also is how to stay cool to your kids. I've been observing parents today that seem to be more interested in being their kid's best friend and being cool than doing their job as a parent. And I actually think you can do both. I think you can be cool to your kids, but it's more important to be good and be the parent and be the rock and set the rules. Their friends can be the ones that they play with. You can play with your kids, obviously, when they're little. But when they're older, they need a dad and mom or dad or mom that they know means business. And I think it makes a big difference. I listed 15 suggested do's and don'ts about being cool. I will just mention a couple of them, and they're in no order and no sense of importance. One of the biggest things I think, and I notice this among a lot of moms, is don't try to dress like them. Mom, really, stop shopping at Forever 21 and H&M. Go somewhere more appropriate, Nordstrom's, Macy's. But when you wear the stupid outfits and they're too revealing, your kids just cringe. And dad, if you're young enough to wear your hat backwards, fine. But the baggy shorts, really, stop it. Dress like yourself. That's the coolest thing you can do. And the other thing I really believe is be consistent with your rules. Be consistent in how you support your kids. Ironically, that will make you more cool to them and to your kids' friends when they see that you're actually doing the job of being a parent versus trying to be their buddy. To the same end, watch your use of slang and swearing. It's not cool to them, and it comes across as dad or mom trying too hard. For what it's worth, I wrote in the column, note to self, listen to this. I occasionally say dude or chill or dope. And every time those words come out of my mouth, I cringe. Oh my gosh, I sound like a bloody idiot. Those words don't work. There is one word we can use. It's the only word, cool. Cool transcends time. And I think cool is the only word that works for every generation. So that's some of my thoughts on being cool. I'll get to some more if they come up in the course of action. Richard, I think I'm going to go to break if that's cool with you. And we'll have, hopefully, Cheryl and Harley LeBon will be with us for some political talk after these messages.